Welcome to the Internet Advisor, hour number two. That's the hour that belongs to you. That's right. If you're listening to us right now, may not be, kind of familiar with the fact that we are here and ready to help you at 800-859-0957. That's the number to call right now, 800-859-0957. Shane Hamlin is in studio with me, ready to give some help to you. And also, Jeff Garnay from Microsoft is going to stick around as well. Maybe you have some questions about what you heard about Windows 10. You'd like to find out more about that, simply give us a call at 800-859-0957. And we'll be back to get going on that in just a little bit. Well, folks, I realize that many of you are used to hearing us between 4 and 6. And first hour is when we normally have guests on the air with us. But we switched it around today. This is the hour for your call-ins. So while you might be kind of enjoying just listening to the conversation here, you actually get a chance to get involved with a question you have. And so, please, we've got room right now for you to jump in.
You know, and I'm glad you're here for Microsoft. Believe me, because I've got some questions. Not questions, but for one, I'm very excited. I wasn't here for the conversation about the Windows 10. I was on the road in traffic. But I'm very excited to see how everything's going to be all across 10, all across all platforms.
Yes.
Yeah. Xbox, all the way to your phone, tablet, computer. Awesome. Extremely excited, being that I am the ultimate Windows fanboy, right? I
mean, yes, yes,
I am.
Yes,
I fight the good fight.
He does.
Excellent.
Against the evils against of the world. Google.
Shane is, he's one of the lone, well, I have Windows products as well, although I also have Mac. I use a number of different bases. But anyway, when he has been our holdout with the Windows products. By the way, folks, here's the phone number, please.
Yes.
If you've got a question or concern, don't, you know, we often say this, the only dumb question you could ask is the one you don't ask. The only dumb question out there is the one you don't ask. And when you ask, very often, maybe a simple question, you actually help a whole bunch of people who are listening in as we answer these questions. So again, the phone number is 800-859-0957. Our lines are open right now. We'd love to talk with you about whatever it is that's concerning you. So we've got two experts in here, Jeff Garnay from Microsoft and our own Shane Hamlin. You've got your shop,
yes,
out on Shaner.
In Sterling Heights, Comptech Services in Sterling Heights, 19 and Chainer.
So all week long, you're helping people with their computers.
Yes, I'm in the trenches, fighting the fight. But, you know, there's some things that we got a couple times. We got some callers coming through. But there's a few things that I do want to address. There's a recent issue that I'm seeing with Microsoft, even, where people are searching for help for, like, customer service numbers for Microsoft. Very first top results, not Microsoft. It's, you know, Microsoft Shop at Home, and they're getting scammed. And I'm wondering if Microsoft is aware of this. Are they doing anything to address this? Because it's very common right now. I mean, it's all over the place.
Yeah, I don't have a direct answer to that, but I certainly circle back to you on that. That is interesting.
I mean, I'm noticing people coming in saying, hey, you know, I said they said they're affiliated with Microsoft, but they want $300 to come into my computer and fix it. And it's so ongoing right now. That I've been trying to really address that issue. And I know it's not Microsoft's fault, but it's something that they should definitely be aware of, because there's a lot of people out there using that Microsoft name saying their support.
Right. I'm astounded that it keeps on happening.
Yeah, I see it every day of the week.
It must mean that people are getting caught at it. I mean, people are responding to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so sad to see people who will actually send money. And am I right, Shane, that it is often the older folks?
Yeah, I mean, mostly. And you know, obviously, if it wasn't successful, they wouldn't do it.
Right.
But, you know, when you go on, say, Google or Bing or somewhere and search for Microsoft tech support, usually those first couple that pop up are the ads.
Yes,
and,
they are.
And they'll say Microsoft at Home. And they'll click on it and they'll say, you know, they're affiliated with Microsoft support, call this number, and the next thing you know, they want $300. So it's something that I've been fighting for a long time to keep away from my customers.
And basically, you're just trying to figure out a way back at Bing.com or Google.com to say, hey, how can we fix this?
How can we stop this from those results coming up?
Yep.
You know, if there's it's obviously fraud.
Sure.
There's got to be a way to police that.
Guys, we have a caller. Ken is with us on the air right now. Hi, Ken. Welcome to the Internet Advisor. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Hey, on a day when we're talking about Windows 10, you have a question that goes back to the roots of the Windows operating system. I love it.
Right. I have an old drafting program that I've been using 20-some years, and it does the work yet. It's strictly 2D dimension, but it does the line drawings for the contractors and for houses. And, of course, XP, I had a Professional 7, Windows 7. I bought a special because XP was inside of it, and the virtual machine would run my drafting program.
Mm-hmm.
No longer supported by Microsoft. Is there any program that I could tie in or that I can work off in a DOS program and still keep it going?
Maybe I don't understand
the question.
So today he's running it in XP mode inside Windows 7?
Yes, and it's like a virtual machine that a person set up inside of the XP and Windows Professional 7. And but it's no longer supported, and the things aren't working quite as smooth as I would like for it. And,
okay. Well, Ken, hang on a second. We're going to put you on hold, and then during the break, we'll put our heads together and see if we can come up with something for you. But the rest of you folks out there, we've got some folks who are calling in right now. We appreciate that, and we'll get to you as soon as we can. Our number here again, 800-859-0957. We're delighted to have you folks along with us for this second hour of the Internet Advisor. Our time has shifted a little bit, so you may be surprised to find the lines are open right now, but you do have a chance to call and to get your questions answered. Again, the number is 800-859-0957. And Janet and Doug will be with you shortly. Right now, however, let's go back to talk with Ken. Ken, you have this remarkable situation where you're running a DOS program in an XP shell inside of a virtual machine in Windows 7. Have I got it?
Correct.
It's like those Ninotchka dolls, you know, with the one inside the other.
Yes. Is it, is it just not performing good enough for you?
Well, like, the first thing someone would tell me is, get a new drafting program.
We were just talking about that.
And I did do that. Yeah. I tried it, but I'm 82 years old, and it isn't easy to learn those new programs.
Yeah.
Well, and it's always easy for me to say, well, I think it's time you start learning one of those new programs. But, you may be able to find, there's more than one program, and it doesn't have to be a new program. It could be a little older program that's very similar to what you to what you do that still functions in Windows 7 or Windows 8. At this point, with your existing program, your CAD program, it may be that's you're at your end with it.
Mm-hmm. You've made it work remarkably long.
Yeah,
I mean, hats off to you, Ken.
There's so many CAD programs out there.
Oh, yeah.
that don't cost under $100 for a license or a seat.
Well, it isn't the cost. There's some of the operations that I can do. I can take a whole room, pick it up, and set it down. And yet, the newer version of the same program, which is Windows comparative, mm-hmm. You can't do that with it.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't function the same way.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and I know, being an ex-engineer myself, I know how you feel about that. But sometimes, sometimes things do end. And unfortunately, with an age of a program like that, there's not a ton you can do. Besides, hopefully find something that's going to be similar or to what you're currently using.
Sorry about that, Ken.
Yeah. Okie doke.
All right, hey, but hats off to you again. You have, in the spirit of Halloween, you've got the living dead. Take care, Ken. All right. He's like a zombie that he's got going there. All right, let's go to Janet. Hi, Janet. Welcome to the Internet Advisor. How are you doing?
Hi. Okay, thank you. We're shopping for a laptop.
Mm-hmm.
Salesperson said we need Wi-Fi for our home, and I'd like to know exactly what it is, what its function, and why do we need it at home?
Very good point. Okay. Guys. Let's start with something. First of all, Wi-Fi is simply a way of wirelessly getting your internet connection to your laptop. Okay?
Okay.
There's no magic involved in it. It just means you don't have to have a wire to plug into something, which is really neat.
Okay.
That's the bottom line. Now, if you want to have this in your home, then you could, for instance, do you have like Comcast or AT&T? Do you have cable service coming in?
No, we have a satellite.
You have satellite.
Is there, okay. Yeah, I mean, you have satellite for the reason that there is no Comcast or Wide Open West or anything.
No, we're in St. Clair Shores. Yeah. My husband just wanted a satellite.
Okay, no, and for good reasons there. But you can get, for instance, probably a ADSL. I'm trying to think of a DSL line from AT&T, Comcast, WOW, one of the other suppliers in the area.
We have WOW on our desktop now.
Oh, well, then WOW probably will be able, more than happy, to sell you a box that has its own wireless router in it.
Yeah. How long ago did you go with Wide Open West as your service for internet?
Okay. So
Janet, how long ago did you hook up with Wide Open West? Wow.
A couple of years ago.
Okay. Because the newer boxes, some of them come with the wireless access point already in it.
Yeah, AT&T does the same thing. I know, at least that I know of.
Yeah, yeah. I have WOW at home now, and I have the WOW Ultra, and it's the DVR wireless router, high definition cable box, all in one. And it's about the size of a receiver, a stereo receiver, and it handles everything for me.
So the good news for you, Janet, is you already have a service coming into your house that can be adapted to provide you with a Wi-Fi signal.
Potentially. And because you got it a couple of years ago, it sounds like you're getting your cable or your television service through the satellites. So,
yeah.
But you're getting internet service from Wide Open West. So basically, there's this thing called a wireless router.
Mm-hmm.
That you would purchase from whatever store you were buying the PC from, and they have those there. And that wireless router will give you Wi-Fi access at home or wireless access from your PC.
Oh, so I could buy it from the store then?
Yes.
What I understand, there's some kind of configuration that needs to be done?
Well, for instance, if you buy a Linksys router, and they have been around the longest time, and they're pretty good. Did you say?
Top. Cisco Linksys, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you pay maybe somewhere in the range of about $100.
$100 is a high end one. That's mid range home router. You could probably get away with a Cisco router or Linksys, the same company, for right around $40, $50.
Okay,
that's going to do a home user just fine.
And then they have this neat little thing on it that helps you to configure the system, where you just press a button on the top of the router, and it will link up with your Wi-Fi system. The instructions are really, really simple nowadays. It's not as elaborate as it used to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you put that the CD that comes with it, and it says, put in computer and start and do this first, it's very, the drawings, there's pictures, there's chat, there's communication where it tells you step by step how to hook this up, and it literally is a 5 or 10 minute job, and you'll have wireless available to you. A very simple thing to do.
Okay.
So, yeah, and I was wondering, could that same wireless router be used for a printer in another room?
Oh, absolutely. Matter of fact, nowadays, printers,
almost all of them are wireless.
So you don't have to be schlepping around a big cable from whatever your computer is to the printers anymore. Oh yeah, and not too long ago, maybe a couple of years ago, I bought an HP PhotoSmart printer, color with scanning and everything else for $120, and it was wireless.
Yeah, and Microsoft is the OS has made it so easy now installing printers. I mean, it's not like it was back in the day where you had to go hunt down drivers and install manually. Pretty much just kind of detect themselves now.
They really do. So the good news for you, Janet, and for anybody else out there who's listening, is that, number one, these wireless routers, if you buy your own, are pretty reasonably priced, $40 to $50. And the instructions now that come with them, with the DVD they have, for instance, will make it very, very easy for you to hook the two up. And once it's done, and then a printer, again, the wireless systems are often very simple to hook up. Okay?
Okay. But don't you have to be, how could I hook it up to the, you had me thinking about that printer. If they're in two different rooms, how would they communicate?
Wirelessly.
Yeah, just like your laptop. Just like your laptop would.
Sorry.
Your printer. Yeah. Now, if you've got an older printer, which it may sound like you have an older printer.
No, I have an 8600.
Is it wireless?
I'm not sure.
Okay, now the printer will have to be wireless. It will have to be, to have that functionality to become, to be wireless. That's what I'm saying. If your printer's a couple years old, it may or may not be wireless. But if you do want to print wirelessly, basically what you'll do is, and like Foster said, a wireless printer, we sell wireless printers in our store for $99.
There you go.
You know, they're not that expensive.
Brothers?
No, HP.
Oh, HP.
HP. I mean, and what's the thing is just like your laptop, your printer is going to search out for that wireless signal just like a laptop would. And once you connect to your wireless network at home, everything's communicating with it.
So, Jan, welcome to the wonderful wireless world. Everything connects that way now, and it's nice you won't be tripping over cables. So thank you very much for your call. Hope we helped you out there as well. And coming back in just a moment, Doug down in Toledo has got a question about a laptop. We're going to get to him and your question at 800-859-0957. Thank you. Hour number two.
Goes by so fast.
Oh, it does. Time flies when you're having fun. Now, by the way, I don't want this hour to end without you having a chance to ask your question, okay? You've got a computer. You've got a concern. By the way, don't think that it's too simple for us to answer. As Gary always said, please, we like the simple questions. But really, well, when you're asking a basic question, kind of like what Janet asked us recently about the Wi-Fi, you help a whole bunch of people who have the same kind of questions. So please, 800-859-0957. All right. By the way, before we get back, I wanted to just to between the two of you guys here. Oh, Jeff Garnay is with us here from Microsoft. He talked about Windows 10 this last hour. So if you have a question about Microsoft or maybe about that Windows 10, feel free to call and ask him as well. And Shane Hamlin is with us as well. Shane, I had my daughter call the other day, and she says, Dad, she said, I got this, there's a recycling program at the Royal Oak High School, and I got some the stuff I want to, computers I want to send in, okay? And she said, I may have some stuff on a hard drive there, and I'm concerned about, stuff being left over there. How can I make sure it's gotten rid of completely? Can you guess what my answer was?
Put a drill.
I said hammer.
Yeah.
But a drill actually almost is more effective because it goes right through the platens, right through the discs. Boom, done. You're not going to get it back because there are really no software programs that are completely effective on a drive. And I think that's something that people, you can do it a lot of times. You can do it a dozen times. There are people who, if they want to, can get it back.
Yeah. And I've tell people if they would insist on doing it themselves, just a drill or even a good sledgehammer. Just
that's why I said a hammer.
Wallop and
bang. You want to just break up those mechanical parts inside and be done. So might sound crude, but gets the job done.
Now, we had the wireless question earlier, and I guess you found out that the printer is wireless.
Yeah, so she mentioned it was an HP 8600, and what I saw here is a HP 8600 all-in-one, so I'm assuming that's what she has, and that actually comes with wireless integrated.
Good.
So
excellent. Awesome. Excellent. Yeah. That really is. That's great news. Okay, let's go to Doug. Hey, Doug from Toledo, thank you very much for your patience, and let's see if we can help you with your concerns. Doug, you with us? Dun, 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 dun. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put him on hold, and let's pick up William. William from Cleveland. How you doing, William?
Good evening. I have a question.
Yes.
I bought Inspire Fireron 3847 PC.
Okay.
And I cannot hook it up like the old one that I had with two telephone hooks in the back.
Yeah, yeah, right.
So they told me I need to get a modem, a little modem, and so I went out and bought the modem, and I cannot get it to get online.
Okay, while we're talking with you, William, if you could just reach back and turn down that radio, it'll be less confusing for you listening to us because you're also hearing yourself on the radio.
That's really a good pickup because, I can hardly hear it over here.
That's right. Well, William, what happens is that you have a computer now, a Dell Inspiron computer, right?
That's right.
Okay. And have you ever had internet brought into your house?
No, I have not.
Okay. And that probably is the bottom line. This is something new.
I think it is because the guys that come out, the profession, and he told me I had to call AT&T.
Okay.
Or somebody, yes.
Or somebody.
Somebody. He didn't say somebody. He said AT&T. I didn't know.
He's on commission. What can we say? He's on commission. Well, William, any one of those companies. It may be that in your area, AT&T is the only one who serves your area. But the bottom line is this. There are a bunch of cable companies in the area that would love to have your business.
I see.
And what they'll do is they will offer to bring an internet connection into your home for roughly, I'm going to guess, $45 a month. Okay. And when they bring that in and hook it up, make sure that it has a Wi-Fi connection on the modem. And by the way, take that modem you bought, you can take that one back. Because they're going to bring in their own, so get your money back from that modem and use it towards the AT&T or whoever it is setting up a modem in the house. Any other thoughts, Gene?
No, I mean, it's pretty simple stuff. I mean, this is not like it was back in the day. It's not complicated. It's, you know, you call your local cable provider or AT&T. You tell them you want some basic internet. Yep. Even some of the specials going on right now, $15 a month for the first year.
Great specials going on.
You can't beat it.
Yeah, so make them work for you. Make them give you a good deal, William. And then when they come out, have them help you set up your laptop, okay?
All right, now I had one more question. The carrier that I have with not those two people, I'm satisfied with my carrier normally. Can my carrier do the same thing?
Who is your carrier?
Net Zero.
Net Zero.
It's one of those cheap ones. You know?
Yeah. You're talking about you had a Net Zero dial up with the old phone lines at one time? Yeah, okay, that's going to go bye-bye.
Yeah.
Make sure once you get your cable installed and your internet, your high-speed internet, make sure you do cancel that Net Zero.
I see. All right.
Okay. Yeah, they'll continue to bill you.
I need.
Yes,
so
sir.
I got the calls. What is it now?
Well, do you have cable TV at home right now?
No, I don't have cable.
Okay. You're going to call whoever the local cable.
Okay.
Whoever's in your area.
Whoever's in your area.
Uh-huh.
And tell me you want basic cable with a Wi-Fi connection.
And they'll hook you up.
They'll hook you up.
Okay.
All right, William. Yeah, it can seem awfully confusing because you said in the old days, there was all sorts of stuff to hook up, all sorts of wires to...
Not no more.
Not anymore, fortunately. All right, let's talk with Susan, who's with us from Fremont. Hi, Susan. How you doing?
Hey, really good. How are you?
Good. What can we do for you?
Okay, I am having a problem printing from the internet, like MapQuest maps, airline tickets, even the 1040 IRS forms. Yeah. I was able to print when I first got my computer, all right, but I can print my Microsoft information, but I can't print anything from the internet. How do I solve that?
Well, there's probably a couple reasons. You say you can print from your Microsoft information. That's probably your Word documents and things like that, right?
Right.
Okay, basically what's going on is you're having some issues printing from your web browser, and there's a couple things you can do. The first thing that I would always do is make sure your browser is up to date, okay? So the first thing you're going to do is you're going to run a Windows update. Okay.
Okay.
You're gonna make, you go to Tools and you'll see an option there that says Update Windows, or you can go into your Control Panel and you'll see Update Windows there. Make sure all your Windows updates are downloaded and installed. Okay.
Okay.
And once that's done, then you're gonna go to a website called Adobe. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So Adobe.com, and that's where you're gonna be able to get your Adobe Reader.
Okay.
Because I have a funny feeling a lot of these documents in the web, like you mentioned, the Michigan forms and things like that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Those are based off an Adobe Reader, Acrobat, Adobe PDF file.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have the latest update, you're going to have problems printing. So when you go to Adobe.com, you're going to see a little area there where you can download the Adobe Reader. And you'll download it. Now, there's one little bit of advice I'm going to give you is when you're going through the install of that Adobe Reader, make sure you look at the steps because there's going to be one of those steps that says, hey, do you mind if we download also a free trial of Norton or McAfee along with that? So make sure you uncheck that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And
by the way, that is just good hygiene, folks, with anything you're downloading nowadays. Anything.
Always watch those ride-along programs, they call them, that they want to tag along, a
toolbar
or something.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Oh, okay.
And then once you've installed your Adobe Reader, and you have the latest Internet Browser 11 installed, then just do a restart and try it again. And if that doesn't work, your next step would be to maybe just check and see if there's a newer printer driver available to you as well.
So,
okay.
And those are all fairly things. Remember, like I always say, Bing is your friend. If you were to just type in, you know, simple words into Bing and say, you know, I cannot print website pages or something like that, or how do I update my Adobe Reader, you would see a ton of helpful sites out there.
By the way, Susan, do you know what Bing is?
Yes, I do. Yes,
okay,
I
good,
do.
Good. I want to make sure people, because we all talk about Googling for things. You can also Bing for things.
And I Bing for everything. I like my free Starbucks. That's why.
That's it. All right, Susan, thank you.
Okay, great, thank you.
You're welcome. That's why you do that, huh? That's,
of course.
Because you get points.
I get points.
Yeah.
And I use those points.
Hey, Doug from Toledo, you're handing out there. And also we have Tim in Berkeley. Hold on just a second. I want to ask you a quick question, Jeff Garnet. On our homepage, internetadvisor.net, just above your smiling face, I posted one of the new screens that will be available through Windows 10 right now. And by the way, folks, we're going to be putting up a link after the show that will help you go and be able to download that.
Yes.
That's one of the changes, isn't it?
The start menu there, and it includes both your standard Windows apps as well as the modern apps, all in the same start menu screen there.
Okay.
Pinned apps at the top with your user ID and
so
most recent files.
You get both of them there.
Both, and you can move that around. You can
all right.
Make it tall and skinny or short and wide.
When we come back, I have a question to ask you about Internet Explorer. Right
sure.
Now, two versions are going to become one. Coming back in just a moment. I want to give a tip of the hat to the folks behind the glass, as we say, to Mike Stantz and Shannon. Thank you so much for being here. She's our lady of the phone today because Annie is off somewhere else, but Jen has been doing so many things here. Thank you so much. You have no idea what it's like sometimes for the engineers back there. It's like juggling grenades, but you guys do a great job. Thank you again for that. All right. Again, Shane Hamlin in studio with me. Shane, thanks. It's good to have you here.
I love coming here. This is my home.
Yeah, you and I get to do this together. This is kind of fun here. And Jeff Garnet from Microsoft, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
I'm going to take one caller we've been had on hold forever. And when we come back, though, I want to talk about, Jeff was here today to talk about Windows 10, the brand new Windows operating system. And I have a question I want to ask him about that before.
Sure.
Right now, let's go to to Doug, who's been waiting patiently in Toledo. Hi, Doug, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. We finally got through, didn't
we? Now, you had a concern about a laptop, am I right, a Toshiba?
Yeah, I have a Toshiba laptop. It happens to be an L755 model. And I took it to Best Buy, and they sent it to their Kentucky plant and to analyze what was wrong with it. Two-thirds of the screen on the right-hand side kind of went blank.
Hmm.
And, you know, a bunch of lines and stuff. And they replaced the cable that goes to the screen in the laptop.
Yep, yep, I've done that, yeah, okay.
And it worked fine. I mean, but it lasted about 2.5 months. Now it's doing it again.
Mm.
And I'm just wondering if they did something, they analyzed it wrong, or if something could be causing the cable that to go bad.
Yeah, there might be a very in that design. There might be a pinch point that they're not aware of, and it might be a flaw in the design.
What was that model number again? The Toshiba
L755.
See if I can look that up. Okay.
Yeah, and the other thing is too. Sometimes, like a cable like that from the could be just needs to be reseated, and sometimes the manuals are online. You could pull up the manual and. Potentially,
Do
it yourself. Yeah. So,
yeah, there's videos on. If you look, though, you'll see tons of, you know, if you go into say, just go open up Bing and then put in, you know, the L755 Toshiba, and then go to the videos area, and you'll see tons of people repairing those, and you'll see.
What do you mean? Can you explain reseated?
Yeah. Well, pull it out and put it right back in. This LCD cable has two connector points.
Yeah.
One connects to the back of the LCD screen, and then one connects to the motherboard.
Mm-hmm.
And it just might be a matter of pulling it out and just reseating it, because these are very delicate,
very
delicate cables and connectors.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, when they repaired it, did they repair the screen and this cable? Did they replace both?
No, just the cable.
Cable. It
could have very well been a combination of both. You could have had the screen by them pulling it apart. They may have tweaked and twisted the screen just enough to where it was fixed for a hot second, and then now that it's time to kind of reshape back to its original form, it may start showing some of its issues. It had connector points that were dead.
Doug, is this under warranty?
Oh, no, this is like a three-year-old laptop.
You know what I would suggest then, and this is just me, but I love shops like Shane's. If you've got a place down there in Toledo that you know about, you really enjoy. By the way, on our homepage, if you go down to the bottom of the page there, there's this kind of nerdy guy, and it is all the sites that have been recommended by our listeners. And if you go there, take a look. I think there's some places in Toledo that have been suggested
there. I believe.
Yeah, some places that are supposed to be really good. And check one of those out. But I love going to a shop like that because they'll do the diagnostics and very often give you a hand with it right there.
We won't have to ship it out to...
don't be having to ship it anywhere. Often it's much more cost effective to do that. So try that, Doug, okay?
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for giving us a call. Okay, we've got... let's see, where was it? Oh, Tim in Berkeley, I believe. Hi, Tim. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Very good. What can we help you with?
Well, I'm hoping that you can help me out. I just this week had Xfinity come out and hook up from the pole to the house.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Years ago, I had Comcast
right.
Cable. Now, I don't have cable. I'm just getting the internet. But the line inside the house is a dual coaxial cable.
Yeah, that's
correct. And the line on the outside coming into the house is a single coax cable. So what do I do? Just play with it and see which one brings a signal in?
Well,
or
Is it by chance, you know, usually when you see those dual cables, those are usually signs of a dual tuner satellite dish that was in there at one time.
Okay. Well, no satellite dish.
No, maybe that's all they had was that double coaxial.
Oh, pigtail.
Basically, all it is two pieces of coaxial connected to each other.
Yeah, it's a pigtail, essentially.
I mean, you can use either one side or the other. It's still going to work.
Either one will work.
Oh, okay, because, it goes into the, you know, it's into the basement, and there's two lines running across the basement into, like, a splitter, but like an H.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it runs in, and then the two run out.
Yep.
And I remember when I had the cable, it's probably been 15 years, the cable, there was two separate lines going into the back of the cable box. And I'm just like, oh, geez, now what do I do? Because there's only one line going into my...
There's only one single coax cable feed coming into your house.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So try one or the other, eh?
Yep. That's one or
exactly
the other.
It.
Yeah, I mean,
yep.
Okay.
Those are the only things that had dual tuners where when they had the satellite dishes, you had two coaxials going into the back of a receiver.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That doesn't exist anymore.
No, it doesn't.
So,
hey, I wanted to ask a quick question for you, Jeff, before you leave, about Windows 10. One of the things that drives me nuts with Windows 8 on a tablet, for instance, and my wife has it on a desktop, is that you have two different versions of Internet Explorer you're working with.
Yes.
In the new Windows 10, are we going to be faced with the same confusing thing, or are we going to have one?
There hasn't been a lot of communication around the new Windows 10 Internet Explorer. My understanding is it's going to be one Internet Explorer, one browser. And just for a tip for those that have Windows 8.1 today, you can actually go in and configure it to say, I always want the desktop version, i.e. to run, or I always want the modern version to run, no matter if you click it from the start screen
or
the desktop.
You were surprised. I like the modern version.
Yes.
I've gotten used to working with it, but it certainly isn't what people normally see when they get a browser.
Yeah.
The controls are normally on top, and that's what you'll see with the desktop version. So you can configure it when you go in, right?
Absolutely.
Where's that in the settings? Do you know?
Tools, options, programs, right there at the top.
Okay, very good. Yeah. Excellent. All right, let's go back out to Ed, who was with us from Kenton. Hi, Ed. How you doing?
Howdy. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Good. We're very close in our time, so what's your question for you?
Oh, real quick. I have a friend of mine who has vision problems, and his vision's deteriorating.
Mm-hmm.
And he has, he has Windows-based system. I think it's 7.
Mm-hmm.
But he has naturally speaking, dragon naturally speaking and whatnot. But he has difficulty even getting from, just from logging into the computer and trying to hit the icons that he needs because they're still rather small. It's something that I've been trying to help him with, and I've tried a number of different things, you know, the contrast and the whole bit. And yeah. I was just wondering if there's something out there that would be helpful that you would suggest.
Well, I mean,
that I would recommend.
I mean, there's tons of there's filters that have magnifying glasses that you can put over a screen. Is this a laptop or desktop?
It's a desktop. You've got a 29-inch.
You know, yeah. I mean, you've got a big monitor already. I mean, besides changing the icon sizes, there's not a ton that you can do.
You know what? I want to have you hold, okay?
And I appreciate that.
There's some people I'd like to connect you with.
Yes.
From Oakland County,
correct,
who can help you out as well. Some
Good
an
thinking.
Old friend of mine. And we'll help you with that just a little bit. So, folks, thank you very much for all of you who called in. Wish we'd had you call in earlier, but it's good. Get hold of us now by going to internetadvisor.net and going to the Contact Us button. There you can get your questions answered by sending us an email. I want to thank Jeff Garnay. Thank you very much for coming in from Microsoft.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll be looking. I'll put that link up. You can get the Windows 10 and start working with it right away. Shane, thanks so much for being
here. You're welcome.